is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off, and we have a guy here named Mark. What a great name.
Oh, my God.
Mark, you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hi, Mark.
Mark, if you're anything like most Marks I know, you are witty, intelligent, good-looking.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, I would like to believe those are all true.
I would. Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
That makes two of us. Well, tell us, you couldn't possibly be getting blown off by somebody. Is that why you're calling?
Yeah, it just makes absolutely no sense, being named Mark and everything.
I concur. Well, Mark, tell us what's going on. Who's the girl? And she must be nuts.
Yeah, she's kind of nuts. Her name is Trish.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely gorgeous and intelligent and funny and trying to figure out what's happening here. We met online, but not like on a dating site. I was actually selling an iPod on Craigslist, and she was the person buying it, and she came to pick it up from me. She was actually with another guy who I assumed was her boyfriend.
Right.
Right.
But she was really cool, and I actually, texted her after the transaction and referenced her boyfriend, and she said, oh, that's not my boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Score.
Yeah, totally, totally lucky.
Yeah.
So we kept texting after that, and we eventually met up for coffee, and then that sort of spun into this two-week span of dating and hooking up, and it was great. And then all of a sudden, she wouldn't return my calls or texts, so it was really confusing.
Really?
So you called her and she just ignored it? It just went straight to voicemail or something?
Yeah.
All right.
And so I told my friends about all this, and they were like, oh, my God, you got to call this station for this show because this is perfect, and they're going to help figure it out for you.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
The only thing I got from her was one text that said, I'm not interested anymore, and that was it.
Huh.
Oh.
Well, that is interesting. All right, well, let's... Let's give her a call, shall we? Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Trish?
Yeah.
Hi, are you sure? You sound a little...
who is this?
Oh, he's like, you sound disappointed to be Trish. Yes, it's Trish.
Calling.
Oh. Trish, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hi, Trish.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my
Hi.
God.
Hi.
That's so crazy. What? Oh, no. I watch your show. I mean...
You watch it?
I stare at the radio.
That seems creepy.
It's the most boring show I've ever watched. No. Well, thank you for listening. Oh, you what?
I know you're calling me.
You do?
I know that you want to know how my date went with Mark. I know, because I listen all the time.
Oh, well, we kind of know that you're not interested in Mark anymore.
Yes.
Because you texted him so much and said, hey, I'm not interested anymore.
So we were just wanting to know why.
Does he really, not know why?
I guess not.
And he's here too, right? He's, listening right now?
Oh, he is. Yes, you do watch the show. Mark, are you... Mark, Trish, Mark, are you guys all there?
Hi, Trish.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, good. Well, listen, we're so glad we could reunite you two. Trish, what's the reason? Why are you blowing Mark off? What's going on?
I feel like he would not want me to say it on the radio.
You feel like he would not want you to...
Mark, do you have any idea what she's talking about?
There's no dirt on me. There's nothing you can say that I wouldn't want anyone to hear. So go ahead.
That's permission, Trish. I think you should just tell us.
What's the deal, Trish?
Well, to be honest, the last time we were hanging out, I I straight up barfed.
You barfed? Why?
It's okay. I hang out with Megan every day and she pukes.
Because, oh my God, it's so weird. He literally, like, was cutting his toenails and picked up, like, a toenail scrap and started, like, writing into the dead skin on his arm with it.
Ew, what? You're joking.
Hang on.
No, I would. That's like the worst joke ever. It's
Mark, you dug into the dead skin on your arm with a toenail. Explain to us the circumstances leading up to you clipping your toenail and then using it as a pen to dig into your arm and write messages to Trish.
We were in bed. We were done something, and she suggested that I go to the bathroom and clip my toenails, which I agreed with her after looking down.
Ew.
And I went to the bathroom. I grabbed the clippers, and I came back into bed, and then I started clipping my toenails.
Oh, my God.
Why
are you doing that in bed?
Why didn't you clip your toenails in the bathroom?
Oh, my God.
The bathroom was cold. The bed was warmer, and there was a girl in it.
Okay.
And there was one clip that flew off that was, ew, like, perfect pen shape, and I wanted to write her a message.
Ew, dude. What is wrong with you?
So you wrote her a message?
I didn't break the skin.
I'm confused. So you just, what did you write?
I wrote a heart with an arrow going through it that says Mark and Trish.
With your toenail? You gotta be out of your mind.
I didn't think it was that crazy.
I mean, it's kind of romantic.
Ew, absolutely not.
Trish, at what point did you vomit? When the toenail flew into your bed or when he started writing on his skin with it?
When he started writing on his skin with it, the whole thing made me sick.
I mean, didn't you get grossed out when he was literally clipping his toenails in the bed next to you? That's disgusting.
Yeah, toenails are gross.
Yes. Like, that's not something you do in a bed. Ugh.
You're right over there?
I can't.
Is this something you do regularly? Have you written on your, like, do you write on your skin a lot with toenails, or?
I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but, I mean, it wasn't the first time I'd done it.
Wasn't the first time, you know, it probably won't be the last, huh?
I don't know anymore. It didn't turn out so well this time.
No, yeah. Sure
Mark,
didn't.
You just, like, did it because you thought it was funny? That's the only reason?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Did you write on her, too, or just on yourself?
No, it's just on me. I'm not gonna push my toenail pen on anyone else.
Okay, that's nice of you. All right. Well, Trish, is there any other reason other than, you know, Mark making you want to barf that you wouldn't want to see him again, or was that pretty much it?
I think that covers it, but...
Yep. You know, that'll do it.
That pretty much, like, is not... You can't come back from that.
There's no going back from that.
So if he promises not to do that again, you still... There's no hope. There's no hope for a future with... No?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate your time, Trish.
Yeah, and thanks for calling.
No, hey, thanks for watching.
Hang on.
Hey, Mark, you hang on one second, too, okay?
Okay.
God, I hate to think what he did with that iPod before he sold it to her.
Oh, my God, disgusting.